Today's scripture reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Please stand if you are able. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw God's Spirit descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from the heavens said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Normally, every week, as I prepare for a sermon, it usually starts on Monday, and I kind of look at the scripture for the next week, and I print out some commentaries and resources and books and comb through it and just kind of mull over everything until about Friday, and that's usually when I sit down and write and put everything on paper. And then on Saturday, I go over and what I call polish the sermon and go through it and then finally get it ready to print. And then I go over it just a few more times to get it in my head. And you know me, I'm a manuscript preacher. I typically preach from paper because I stutter so much. You guys know what I do. Whenever I'm talking to you in person, and sometimes if I'm talking off the cuff, I stutter a lot. And so I like to make sure I've got all my words, I've got the sentences, the way, the flow, exactly the way I want it, and it comes out perfectly and beautiful. This week, I wrote a little bit, but the pattern was different this week. And it just seemed like I really couldn't ever, I didn't have a time really just to sit down and write. It just seemed like this was a week, wasn't it? I mean, good stuff and bad stuff. I see your heads nodding. Our lives are all different, but I think we all agree it's been a week, both in the news and here. And it was just one of those weeks that I had a hard time writing. It was so heavy. And I just felt like if there was a time God told me to speak from my heart for a moment, it's now. Well, let's celebrate the good things that we had. Let's say a week ago, in this week that's been everything, you know, so a week ago yesterday, we all moved, it was a week ago Saturday, we moved everything from the office and education wing back to the back. It still kind of looks like an estate sale, but we're still in business. And then, let's see. Then the movers came, or the carpet installers came Monday through Friday, and they got mostly everything done. You can see it and smell it. It's amazing. We haven't spilled anything on it yet, but that will come. That's what happens when the church changes the carpet. And then, let's see, other good things. And then we planned for parents' night out. And for a while, we were thinking, are we going to have as many kids? We only have six show up. We only had six registered. And then I think yesterday morning, we had a few more. And then we had 15. Wonderful burst of growth. And families were celebrating together. And then we also moved everything, most everything back. We still have a little bit left to go, but we moved everything back, and I've got a new office. And just the look, it just has a different mood over there. It's been a week. We moved back and forth, and we planned, and so we've really been the church. And then also, it's been a week. It seems like every day we open up the news, every day, it's something. It's something that shocks us and appalls us, and just there is so much evil and greed in this world. I'm preaching to the choir, but it just seems like every single day. Used to it was like a week or, you know, once a week or something. It just seems like the world is spinning so fast. It just seems like every day. And then Gil, a member, Gil, a longtime member, passed away. Yes, he's been sick for a while, but it just seemed like every day was something, either in the world or locally, and I'm sure you feel like that too. In your family, in your work, there is so much going on. And then we come here week after week, kind of doing the same thing we do. And we're Methodist, I mean, methodical. I mean, y'all sit in the same places, for heaven's sake. we come here week after week, give or take, you know, a few, but every week we sit in the same places. We do often the same thing. We sing the doxology. You hear the same speakers. Sometimes I say the same things week after week. We sing the same songs. And then our schedule is methodical as well. We do the board meeting every second Monday, and then we do every fourth Monday, we do dinner on Broadway, and some of you every Thursday have your mission projects that you do every Thursday. We do the same thing year after year, and sometimes I wonder if we feel like, is it worth it? Why do we do this year after year? We come and sing the same songs week after week. We do the same things. We see the same people. We always greet. We do the same part of the service. We're very methodical. What difference does it make? You know, sometimes I wonder. And I've often found it just seems like with everything that's so heavy in the world, sometimes I feel like everything else just seems so trivial. Things that used to, you know, it just seems like the things that we do, given with everything that's going on in the world, it just seems sometimes these little things, the board meeting and planning, that the things we do week after week just seem so trivial. Do you ever feel like you wonder if you're spinning your wheels? What difference does it make? It's hard to be the church in the world today more than ever before. And so here we are, and we still do the things that we've done for centuries. That people have come to this building for decades, for more than a century, have worshiped and done the same things. People have celebrated baptism, well, since Jesus was baptized. We keep doing these things year after year, week after week, day after day. We'd be a Christian, and it's hard, and we sometimes wonder what difference does it make? And here we are on Baptism of Christ Sunday, where we celebrate that Jesus was baptized, and we think, well, what difference does all of this make? The ritual, the coming, week after week, is it making any difference? And then I look out and I see all the things that bring me joy this week. All of the interactions that we had, the feeling of awe, you know, even coming in and this new carpet and the new feel and parents' night out and family that surprises us and is joyful. Wonderful things happen. And I think we look out and we see that week after week, what we do week after week as a church is making a difference. And so we come on Baptism of Christ Sunday, and that when Jesus was baptized, and this officially marked the beginning of his ministry. He would have been maybe about 30 years old at the time, and Matthew tells us that Jesus came to be baptized by John in the Jordan River. And I often wonder, why would Jesus be baptized? What difference would that make? He's the Son of God. Why would he need to be baptized? Jesus never sinned. So, you know, in the words of our sermon this morning, what difference does it make? You know, Jesus is the Son of God, the Savior of the world. I mean, he didn't need to be baptized, did he? Well, many of us see Jesus showing his humility, and this marked the beginning of his ministry. But more than that, it's what happens at his baptism by John the Baptist. It's that Jesus wasn't just another prophet or a messenger like Elijah or Malachi or Isaiah or John the Baptist. Jesus was God's son, the beloved, and God was pleased with all of this. This was the one of the few times where we hear God's voice speak and said he is pleased. So even though Jesus didn't need to be baptized, it showed what happens when each of us are baptized. It shows us why it matters. Like when we're baptized, and if you haven't been baptized, one day when you will be, we set aside the worldly aspect of ourselves and take on a higher purpose and calling. If an infant is baptized in the United Methodist Church, the sponsors, the family agrees to do this and raise them in a home, in an environment where they can accept Jesus on their own. Like Jesus, when we're baptized, we seek to please God and to serve his kingdom purposes. Like Jesus, when we're baptized, we say yes to God and his ways, more so than our own. When we're baptized, we say that we follow a kingdom of God and not any earthly kingdom or ruler. Like Jesus, when we're baptized, we put our whole trust in God, even though we cannot see the future as clearly as God does. So this morning's scripture is the reason we baptized, and many of us here today have been baptized as a sign of God's grace and forgiveness in our lives, in response to how we are a new creation in Christ. But have you ever wondered why we baptize? What difference does it make? Why do we do this water? We're the same person. I'm still bald. I'm still the flawed person, the stuttering person that I am after I, you know, get water on my head. Well, in the scriptures, water is both a sign of destruction and deliverance for the Israelites. When Moses split the Red Sea so that the Israelites could pass through it, they were delivered on their journey to the Promised Land. It was through water that God destroyed the world in a flood and gave a new beginning and a new relationship with God's people. In the New Testament, it was at the well that Jesus had this moment of conversation with a woman that changed her life and all those around her. And Jesus utilized water for teaching and for healing. The United Methodist Baptismal Liturgy even reminds us that Jesus was born in the water of the womb. The images of Scripture can go on and on. And then water is just so fundamentally important. As I talk to the kids, our bodies are the majority of water. We cannot go very long without water. And so it is to say that water is fundamentally important to life. We baptize with water as to say it makes a difference. Like water and its cleaning, restorative properties. Like water is fundamentally necessary to life, so is God in Jesus. When we're baptized with water, it's safe to say that we have a new relationship with Christ that has cleansed and restored us. In the United Methodist Church, we baptize babies as well as adults because we believe that there's no certain age when we suddenly begin to fathom what God has done for us in our lives. Whether you're 2 years old or 92, we are on a journey of faith towards God. In one of my churches, I had the privilege of baptizing a lady. She was 92. And that'll be a day that her family and I will cherish forever. Her name was Mary, and she said, whenever she was baptized, she says, it's never too late to be baptized. When we baptize a child, both parents and the congregation made a covenant with God to raise this child in a Christian environment where this little one will grow up one day and become a faithful follower of Jesus as an adult. When we baptize an adult, we repent of our sin and we covenant to live with God as a new creation. And it's also a celebration of God's covenant for us that God will never leave or forsake us. And also through baptism, we become a member of the United Methodist Church. And we vow through our prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness that we will serve Christ in those ways. We baptize with water, either by sprinkling or immersion, and it's usually sprinkling because it's logistically easy, but it also doesn't matter the amount of water. If you think, well, this isn't enough water, and then you got to go to a lake, well, maybe the lake isn't enough water, so then you've got to go to the ocean, and that's not enough water. It's not the amount of water. Water is a symbol of God's love for us and his restorative, cleansing spirit with us in our relationship. You see, what isn't emphasized in baptism is not our work, but God's work. It's about living as a new creation and all that God has done for each one of us. Baptism is an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace. It's a symbol of that which we see and live throughout our everyday life. So here we come week after week in the midst of this crazy world, doing the same thing that our people have gone before us. And in our baptism today, it's an opportunity to come forward and, well, I'm going to give you this little glass blue bead. And I just want you to take this with you and maybe set it in your dash or in your cup holder in your car or on a shelf or keep it in your pocket. And remember the saving grace of Jesus that often doesn't come to us in big, amazing oceans, but comes to us drip by drip. Drip by drip, God speaks to us. God gives us a drip of a kind phone call or a relationship. In the midst of this world, as hard as it is to be the church, God gives us a drip as a church by seeing new families and people come in. And there were a couple kids crying because they didn't want to leave last night. We're doing our work. Drips. Family comes and surprises you on a Sunday morning, and my nephews JP and Levi gave me a special rock for my shelf. Drips. A new organ, the medical treatment. Drips. In the midst of pain and suffering in this world, everything, this world is going so fast, drip by drip, God gives us his grace and we see his saving, transformative presence, drip by drip. And so we go forth from this place as well, either remembering our baptism, or if you haven't been baptized yet, celebrating still the saving, loving grace of Jesus. And we're called to share these drips of God's grace with others. Drip by drip, day by day, year by year, you know, decade by decade, we continue to do this work as God's people, sharing his love. And it's our firm belief that the kingdom of God, that if we so let it, could come on earth as it is in heaven. This is the difference that it makes. This is why we come here week after week doing our thing. It's many things, being methodical, and yet finding the new life that is in it. I could not be more proud to be a Methodist. I couldn't be more proud to be your pastor in this community, because what goes on drip by drip, week after week, we are doing a thing and God is blessing us. So this is the difference it makes. Don't feel that you're not making a difference, because we are. The kingdom of God is growing in our community and in our world. Let's pray. Loving God, we give you thanks that by your grace, we are saved. Lord, help us to remember our baptism by the waters, that you have saved us. Help us that you reach us drip by drip. Help us to share your grace, person by person, every single day that we can, so that your kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.